Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Yeah, happy birthday, Lord. That's right. Amen. I would sing y'all a song, but I don't want to run nobody out of here. So we're going to leave that to the experts. Now, don't tempt me now. It's just good to be here. It's just good to worship and just to see the festivities. This is my favorite time of the year, I must confess. It really is. Because I love all the gatherings and all the festivities and all the food. And amen. I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. I ate a lot and I'm still eating a lot. Amen. We are so privileged to be here. There's a passage of scripture that I've been praying about over that I want to share with you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. We feel led to call your attention to verse 26, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 33. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I can still hear some pages turning. We want to be patient. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. When you get there, say, thank you, Lord. The Bible says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there shall be no end. This morning, we feel led to share with you from the subject, a Christmas mindset. During this particular time of year, we're all getting ourselves together so that we can celebrate the event that we refer to as Christmas. During this particular time of the year, we are all coming out of the Thanksgiving holiday where we've had turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce and macaroni and cheese and ham and all that kind of good stuff. And we've had a fantastic time. And now we are preparing ourselves for Christmas. We've all experienced Black Friday and we've got the deals that we could possibly get. And bless your heart. All right. Oh, why do they call it Black Friday? Okay. Well, the reason why they call it Black Friday is because that's the day after Thanksgiving where the stores have all their sales and they can sell as much merchandise as they possibly can and get their balance sheet in the black as opposed to being in the red. That's why they call it Black Friday. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, I like this young lady because I was taught that if you don't know, ask somebody. Amen. But we've all experienced Black Friday and we've gotten the deals that we know how to get. And we've gotten ourselves together so that we can go out and buy all kind of presents for people that we really don't like. Amen. Because what we want to do, Phil, is we want to show people that we're bigger than they are. We just cannot have the, we cannot handle the thought that somebody that we don't like gave us a gift, Jacob, and we didn't give them a gift back. Oh, no, no, no. We have to protect our own reputations and we have to protect our own images. But my brothers and my sisters, what I want to do is I want to walk through Luke chapter 1 and discover what it means to have a Christmas mindset. Not from a commercial perspective, but from a biblical perspective. That is, you and I are supposed to be followers of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to be servants of the Most High God. What does it mean to walk like a servant of the Most High God? What does it mean to talk like a servant of the Most High God? What does it mean to think like a servant of the Most High God? In other words, what does it mean to have a Christmas mindset? There are three principles I just want to share and highlight with you from Luke chapter 1. Look at verse 26. The Bible says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Verse 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The first thing you and I need to understand if we're going to have a Christmas mindset is that we need to understand that God has work for us to do. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. God has work for us to do. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. We are going about the business and we're making our list. And as the song goes, we're checking it twice. We're trying to figure out who's been naughty and who's been nice and all that kind of good stuff. But that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about remembering the fact that God became a man and incarnated himself into this world, the world that you and I live in. He decided to walk among people who are flesh and blood people. He decided to experience what you and I experience on a daily basis. To be a person who has a Christmas mindset means that we understand that we've all got work that we're supposed to do. Yes. Jesus, if we can fast forward to Matthew 28, where the Bible says Jesus was raised from the dead. He told his disciples, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. You're right. He did say that. But you know what? You and I have work to do amongst our own family members. We have work to do amongst our own neighbors and our own community. You know, we're supposed to be people of love. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. Go with me to the text in Luke chapter 1. Every time I read this passage, you have to forgive me. I kind of get excited. I get fired up a little bit. Do you realize that there were a million virgins walking around in the Holy Land at that time? And, you know, God sent the angel Gabriel, not to just any old virgin. He sent the angel Gabriel to Mary. Do you realize that there are people walking around here, but God has work designed specifically for you to do? He's got work that only your hands can handle. In your hands alone, it doesn't mean that just any old body can do this kind of work. No, you got work that God wants you to do, and can't nobody else do it but you. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. Husbands, do you realize that can't nobody else love your wife the way you can love your wife? You know what I've discovered? I'm losing my hair and I'm gaining weight. And the more hair I lose and the more weight I gain, the more I realize, Gilbert, that my wife can't resist me. That's right. That's right. And I got to the point I don't mind talking about it. That's right. My children laugh at me all the time. Oh, Daddy, look at your stomach. Look at it. That's right. It took years to develop a physique like this one. But can't nobody love my wife the way I can love my wife. Can't nobody raise my children the way I can raise my children. And the same applies to you. You got work that you're called to do. Amen. God has given you a sphere of influence, a circle of friends. You can't influence the whole world. No, 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 no. But you can influence your world. He's got work designed for you to do. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. we have a wonderful opportunity to demonstrate Christ to this dying and decadent world. To be a person of a Christmas mindset means that you got work that you're supposed to do. Secondly, notice, if you will, down here to verse 28. The Bible says, "And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And then in verse 30, the Bible says, "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Not only does it mean that we have work that we're supposed to do if we're going to have a Christmas mindset, but secondly, we have to make sure we understand that a person with a Christmas mindset understands that he or she is a blessed person. During this particular time of the year, depression sets in. There are people who have lost loved ones. There are people who are celebrating Christmas with people that they didn't celebrate Christmas with last year because they're no longer around. And you know what that does? That creates a hole of depression. When I was coming up, I remember we would go to my grandmother's house. She was a Methodist preacher. And after she got through preaching to us, we would get around that table and pray and eat. And there was the biggest Christmas tree, and all underneath the Christmas tree, all kind of presents, because my mom was the second oldest of 8 children. So there was a lot of us in that house right there at 3570 Pennington Road. And the fireplace would be going and crackling, and we would sing Christmas carols. And yes, we sang about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus and all that. I know that's not popular, but we had a good time doing it. But my grandmother, she died in April of 2007. And a few years ago, my younger brother, he bought that house in Shaker Heights, Ohio. And the truth is that whenever I have Christmas, I think about my grandmother who's no longer with us. We have to remember that although we don't have the same people with us this year for Christmas, we're still a blessed people. We're just like Mary. We're highly favored. We are blessed of God. Everything is not going the way we want it to go, but guess what? We are still blessed. To be a blessed person has nothing to do with the amount of money that you have in your bank account or the kind of car you got sitting in the driveway, but it's about a state of mind. Recognizing who you are in God's eyesight. Christmas is about understanding that God loved this world so much that he sent his only begotten son. And for that reason, we are a blessed people. If anybody ought to want to run around saying Merry Christmas, it ought to be us. Every chance we get, everywhere we go, you ought to say Merry Christmas. Look the person in the eye and say Merry Christmas. They may very well be thinking about the commercialized version, but you know the truth. And if God gives you an opportunity to talk to them about why it's a Merry Christmas, you can explain it to them. To have a Christmas mindset means that you are a blessed person. Lord, have mercy. When I think about that, it sets my soul on fire. You have to forgive me this morning. But I recognize from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I'm a blessed man. Let me tell you, that wind came in last night. And, you know, I don't know how you all are. Me and my wife are the type of people we like to put the heat on at the last minute. Can I get a witness? That's right. You know, we don't have money to be just throwing around, so we put that heat on at the last minute. And then it got cold, and my wife said, "Al, go out there and get one of them logs and throw it on the fireplace." And sure enough, I got in there and got to tinkering and everything else. And you know I don't know what I'm doing, so she said, "Get out the way, let me light the fire." Amen. Gilbert, I got to the point, I don't have a problem admitting, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. Right. Bob, you ever remember that? You ever seen that episode of Bill Cosby where the kitchen sink went bad? And you know Bill Cosby's character, he knows nothing about plumbing. But he went to the closet and he got this tool belt out, and they had every tool that you can possibly imagine is hanging off his hip. And he's going in there to fix the kitchen sink, and he just made the biggest mess. I'm that kind of person. I'm the Bill Cosby kind of guy. You don't want me coming over to your house fixing on your stuff, I promise you, because I will mess it up. Yes. But we're blessed. She got that fire going in that fireplace, and we just had a great time. Got the Christmas tree all lit up and everything, and we were just sitting around watching some corny movie. I can't remember what it was, but we had a wonderful time. Why? Because we are a blessed people. That's right. Your blessing starts down in your soul. And can I share something with you? You know what I've discovered? When you walk around understanding that you're a blessed person, people treat you like you're a blessed person. They can see it all over your face. It's all in your body language. How are you? I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. Well, I can tell. Yeah. I'm a blessed man. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. I'm blessed. Why are you blessed? Because Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Why are you blessed? Because Jesus washed all of my sins away. Why are you blessed? Because God is no longer angry with me. Why are you blessed? Because I'm not going to burn in hell for all of eternity. Why are you blessed? Because I'm going to live with the Most High in the by and by. That's why I'm blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are a blessed people. That's right. A Christmas mindset. There's a third principle that we need to understand if we're going to have a Christmas mindset. Notice, if you will, down here in verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Right there. That's it right there. If you and I are going to make sure that we have a Christmas mindset, we need to make sure that we understand that Jesus is the Son of the Highest. To have a Christmas mindset means that you understand why you walk around here, why you exist. I exist for the Most High God. I exist for the Son of the Highest. I was talking to a pastor on Thanksgiving Day. I was trying to encourage him. He was frustrated because he was trying to plant this church and things are going well in terms of the people are coming out, and he's got people, he's got African Americans, he's got Mexican Americans, he's got Anglos, he's got everybody coming to his church. And I was just so blessed and happy for him, and he was just frustrated and just crying the blues. I got to do everything. Nobody wants to drive the van. Nobody wants to pick up this person. Nobody wants to go see about that person. He says, Al, why am I doing this? You're doing this because you have the pleasure and the privilege of understanding that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God. That's why you do it. I'm talking about a Christmas mindset. See, as people of the Savior, as people of God, we don't walk around with our hands out trying to figure out how we can get this and get that from everybody on the street. No. We're walking around trying to figure out how can we give. And after we give, how can we figure out a way to give more? How can we spread the joy of the Savior being in our lives? Contrary to what the TV preachers talk about, that doesn't mean that everything is going my way. That doesn't mean that all of my I's are dotted and all my T's are crossed. What that means is I have a right relationship with God. That's a Christmas mindset. And it is demonstrated, it is shown in everything that I do, especially when I make a mistake. Amen? Character is not measured by the pitfalls that you avoid. The character is measured by the way you react to the mistakes that you make. When you make a mistake, say, hey, I made a mistake. And if it's possible to fix it, go back and fix it. I recognize that everything can't be corrected. But that's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. Jesus is the Son of the Most High God. I know who he is. Do you know who he is? I have a right relationship with him. And I want to encourage you to have a right relationship with him. Because, of course, we don't talk about this much. Because if you don't have a right relationship with him, when he comes back, he's going to get you. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I was riding down the street with a friend of mine, and we stopped in the gas station. And he pulled up on the, you know how you, the pump is on, I mean, the gas thing is on one side of the car, and you pull up on the opposite side. He pulled up on the wrong side and said a bunch of cuss words. I said, man, you ought not use that kind of language. That, you know, that's really not cool. You know? He said, Al, what you going to do about it? I said, I ain't going to do nothing. But when you stand before the Lord, he going to get you. That's right. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just letting you know. Now you're going to do what you want to do, but you're going to have to answer for what comes out of your mouth one day. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. Amen. That's right. You know what I'm talking about. You tell somebody the truth and they try to get bad with you. Hey, man, I'm not going to be trying to wrestle you to the ground and all that. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I want you to know the Lord. And I want you to act like you know the Lord. That's all I'm saying. You know. And you mad at me? Okay, fine. All right, I won't talk to you about that no more. But you ain't going to be riding down the street with me using a bunch of cuss words either. Uh-uh. No, no. That's not God's will. That's what it means to have a Christmas mindset. And it is a wonderful thing to know the Savior. A wonderful thing to know the Savior. This is a blessed congregation. This is a blessed sanctuary. Look at all the flowers. This is just wonderful. You know what this is? This is indicative of the fact that we have a Christmas mindset. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you, Lord, that 2,000 years ago you sent the angel Gabriel down into the Holy Land to speak to a young couple, Joseph and Mary. And we thank you, Lord God, that you incarnated yourself and became a human being. We thank you, Lord God, that that's not where the story ends. You sent your son Jesus to hang, to bleed, and to die on Calvary's cross and be raised up from the dead with all power in his hand, Lord. We love you, Lord. Help us, oh God, to have a Christmas mindset. In Jesus' name, amen.